Hello, and welcome to the Connect Room podcast. Thank you for making a quality decision that's going to impact your day and your year. I declare that 2024 is going to be a year of a higher level and the best year of your life. I hope you enjoy this podcast and that you'll please do me a favor and share it with your family and your friends. Always remember, Jesus loves you just the way you are, right where you are. So get ready and let's enter the Connect Room. 2024, the year of a higher level. Hey everyone, this is Pastor Johnny and welcome back to the Connect Room podcast. Man, thank you so much for joining us today. We've got a major special. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but major special. We've got a member of our church here today to talk to you about a testimony he has that he wants to open up and share with you. So, man, you picked the right day. If this is your first time joining the podcast, you couldn't have picked a better time or a better session for you to join. Amen. So thank you from the bottom of my heart that you chose to enter into the Connect Room with us. Man, I pray that your week, and I hope that your week's been full of victory and blessings after blessings after blessings. You know, here, God put a vision on my heart, a word on my heart, I should say, for Faith Church Midland, and that is that we're going to go to a higher level. So we're calling and declaring 2024 the year of a higher level. The year is going to be the best year of our lives. Because Isaiah 48:17 says, man, the God, our God, who will show us how to profit. And in the Bible, the prophet means to ascend. So he's going to show us how to ascend, to go from one level to another level. And I thank God so much that he doesn't keep us on the same level and promote us. It's always a greater, higher, better level. So I want to share with you that 2024 will be the year of a higher level for you and the best year of your life. But I also want to challenge you this before we get into the room is, what are you expecting for in 2024? Amen. So think about that. And again, just remember, when you're setting your expectation, God is good and he's good all the time. And because he is, your life is blessed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You have health in your body. You have peace in your mind. You have increase in your finances. And everything you put your hand to, it will prosper. And great things are going to happen to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, let's start our year of another level, the right way, the strong way. And I real quick, just also wanted to give you a quick church invite. If you're ever in the Midland area or you live in the Midland area and you currently don't have a church home, and you're desiring something different, man, please come check us out. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 1321 South Good Street. We're a Word of Faith church where our vision is we're going to learn a life of faith, live a life of faith, and love others the way God loves you. So, again, to come on, join us. Start your year off strong. We meet again every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at 1321 South Good Street. All right, let's enter the Connect Room. And again, I got to have a special guest for you. It's going to be a wonderful time getting to talk to him and him sharing whatever God put on his heart. So, man, Sidro, or Sid, I should say. Sidro Boudreaux. How's your day today and how are you doing?
I'm good, Pastor. Thank you for having me on your show. You know, the title that I came up with that God put on my heart was lost but now found. Okay. And it's just so amazing how God put that on my heart. You know, I was at work and I was working unloading the trailer, some signs, and then I heard God say, "Sid, it's time for another podcast." So like I'm learning how to pay attention to that more, you know, when I hear that voice, when I hear that thought. you know, I close my eyes and ask God, okay, you know, what are we going to talk about? And that's what he put on my heart, was lost but now found. So I wasn't sure at first, you know, I get it, you know, but I wasn't sure what all he meant by that. And then it just started coming. It just started flowing. You know, so what came to me first was, you know, people in recovery, they say all the time, I'm in recovery, you know, I'm in recovery. I get it when they say that, but for me, the word recovery, what does that mean? That means what? You're looking for something, right?
Right.
Or you're trying to find something. You're trying to recover something. So technically, it's still lost.
Right.
You know? So when I hear that, it makes sense to me, but it doesn't. So I tell people that, you know, I'm recovered. What does it mean when you're recovered?
You found
it, right? It's found. It's no longer lost. Okay. So, I think there's a big difference. So being in recovery and being recovered, to me, it's the same thing as was lost and now found, you know?
I just want to stop you real quick there. I just think it's important for the people who are listening. You know, Sid came across our life probably, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And it's real quick on his background is that he got out of jail on a Friday or Saturday, and the next day he was in our church. And I can attest to you, and man, he hasn't missed a Sunday yet. And his life is just forever changing day by day and every Sunday by every Sunday. He volunteers at our church weekly. He leads a department for us. And he's just a true testimony that, man, if you chase Jesus and if you desire to chase Jesus, your life will always go on an upward trend. Even when it may not feel like it.
Yeah.
Everything about you has been on the upward trend since I've known you.
Everything.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell people, you know, I'm recovered. You know, why would you say that you're in recovery? You know, I've been to NA groups and Narcotics Anonymous groups and Alcohol Anonymous groups, and they all talk about, oh, I'm in recovery. Well, like, they're always saying, you know, about 95% of the people that are going to sobriety, they relapse. Why do they relapse? Because they're already speaking that over themselves. They're already saying they're in recovery, you know?
Yeah.
They're already telling themselves, okay, well, I'm in recovery. That means I'm going to relapse. I'm still lost. No, if you want it, then you're going to be recovered. You're going to find it. God's going to find it for you. You just got to meet him, you know?
That's good, actually. If you stop and think about that, what you just said is pretty powerful, because what Jesus did is restore you, redeem you, and ransomed you.
He recovered me.
Absolutely.
He found me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? It's like hide and seek.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, God is passionate about the one, you know, who's the one. We are the one, right? We're the one. He's passionate about the one, which is you and me, about being recovered. You know, something glorious happens in heaven when the person, the one, you and me, is found, you know?
You know, it's pretty cool, again, what you're doing here today, and I just want to let the people know that we didn't pre-record it. I mean, it's live. There's not going to be any second takes, third takes, because, man, this is the Connect Room podcast. Man, the goal of this podcast is to connect with you, for people's testimony, for the word to connect with you right where you're at. So, love it. That Sid is real. He's opening up his heart. And, man, just receive what he's going to give you here tonight, because it's going to be out of this world.
So I took some notes down. I'm going to go ahead and read what I wrote down. And you had told me, too. You said, Sid, write your notes down, so that way you don't forget. At the time, I didn't have anything to write down, so I was just going over and over it in my head. And as soon as I got home, I went in my prayer room and I just wrote everything down. So some of the stuff that I got down, it says, something glorious happens in heaven when the one person, the one, you and me, who was separated from God in sin, is restored to God in love. Is that not awesome? I mean, what makes heaven happy when one, the one, you and me, was lost is now found? You know, so, I mean, they're rejoicing up there when just that one person is found, you know?
Yeah, but I think sometimes too is we can't, I mean, we really can't simplify it. The word says that all of heaven rejoices when one's found.
Yes.
Yeah, everything in heaven rejoices, which if you close your eyes and you think about that, just you read everything about heaven and what's in heaven and all of it having a party when the one is found and recovered, man, hallelujah.
Yeah. So, you know, just a lot of people know my story, kind of. A lot of people know that, you know, I was an addict for a long time. So I really believe that, you know, if this podcast can just hit that one person, for, you know, to hear this, just this one testimony. I have so many testimonies, but if I can just tell this one, and I really believe that there's somebody out there going through the same thing that I went through. And if they hear this podcast, you know, it could change their lives. So like I said, you know, I was an addict for a long time. And the way that I did drugs is I didn't snort it. I didn't smoke it. You know, if I could put it in a liquid form and put it in my veins, that's how I was doing it. So that being said, you know, I've overdosed 3 times in my life by shooting up drugs. Okay. And I was thinking about this the other day.
Well, can I ask you a quick question? Why you said that? You said you overdosed 3 times while doing drugs. Now, I'm not going to ask you kind of the mental state were you in, but where were you at physically when all this was happening? Were you...
I lost my kids. I was going through a separation with my ex-wife. I was living in motels. I was living in my car. I was homeless. I was just not in the right mindset at all. You know, all I thought about was getting high. And like, if, like I said, I was only getting high if I could shoot it up. You know, you don't go anymore. You don't hit the that's as low as you can get, you know? But, you know, I know that people say that they, you know, some people hear that audible voice of God, you know, and I can honestly say that I've heard that voice 2 times in my life. And those 2 times, I didn't even know it was him till just a few days ago. And I was still in my addiction. So, you know, the first time I heard his voice is I was shooting up some cocaine. Okay. I was shooting up cocaine and I don't know how this happened, but I had only put like 10 cc's of water to mix it, to make it liquid, and it drew back almost a full syringe. All right. And mind you, I was just trying to get high. So I put it in my arm, and then right there is when I heard that audible voice of God, and it sounded like me, and I didn't know it at the time. And it said, "Sid, that's too much." So I kind of just stopped and looked around, and I just blew it off. And then I pushed it all in. Okay, cocaine is dangerous, dangerous. And that was the first time. The second time, I heard him say, "Breathe." And after that, I don't remember what happened, but it was scary because I know I died. I know I died because I can remember looking down on myself as I was seizuring. Okay, I was in a hotel by myself, and I remember how my face looked. I remember how I sounded. I remember looking down on myself and still remembering that it hurt. It hurt. And I seized so bad, Pastor, that I kicked the toilet, broke the toilet in half. So there was water everywhere. I know I died. Yeah. You know, like, how could you not know? You know, I remember how it felt. I remember how I sounded. And I remember looking down on myself. And then all of a sudden, I just snapped out of it. It was like my soul went back into my body. And I just hopped back up. And I knew what had just happened. And, you know, not even that was enough to make me stop. You know, I still went on for years using.
Why do you think at that moment, I mean, it sounds like, you know, that was a supposed to be a breakthrough moment, a breakthrough day for you.
Yeah.
What, just the addiction, the, just that had big a grip on you, a hold of you, huh?
Yeah, it did. And, like I said, I didn't realize at the time what that voice was till, you know, just a few days ago. I remembered, like, whoa, dude, like that was God telling me, Sid, that's too much. And after I did it and I didn't pay attention to him, he told me, breathe. You know, those are the only two times that I've ever heard his voice, and it sounded like me. But here recently, I've been getting these thoughts, you know, and I've been paying attention to these thoughts, and they're not my thoughts, you know, it's God speaking to me. That's how this message came about, was lost but now found, because I was lost.
Yeah,
I was gone, you know, out of there, but I wasn't gone enough for God to still, after everything that I've been through and everything that I did, I was still found, you know, so I was supposed to go through that. God, I don't know if I want to say God let me. Yeah, he let me go through that for a reason. You
it's
know?
Just a reminder that, man, and I hope everybody caught that, you are never, ever too far gone.
Never.
That he'll always leave the 99 for the one. You know, and that's just to think about the love, the compassion, the grace, that when we are that one out there floundering, or that one that's way out, lost from the flock, that he's still at your lowest of your low. He still sees you at the highest of your high. Think about that. Because he still sees you worthy.
Yeah.
He still sees you worthy, not only to die for, but to go out and seek. Man, that's just it. When I hear stories like that, just to think that, man, it's not, again, you're never too far gone or too far lost, that, man, he's your God of hills and valleys. He's with you. And it's just you trying to say, okay, here I am. Right. Yeah. Making yourself available. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But he just put another verse in my head just now. 1 Peter 2:9-10. And I believe he says, for you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for a high calling, a priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instrument to speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he had made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. Right?
Amen. Yeah.
I wasn't planning on saying that, but it, you know, that's kind of what I'm doing right now. You know, I'm letting people know of the night and day difference he had made for me, you know.
Well, go ahead. Tell your story. Speak what you came here tonight to speak on. You got me fired up.
And then, so Saturday morning, I woke up, and then all of a sudden, I woke up and I thought of Luke 15, you know. I wasn't studying it. I just, you know, it was just the first thought that I thought about when I woke up that morning was Luke 15. So, like I said, I'm learning to listen to that more. So I went to my prayer room. First, I went to go brush my teeth because I don't like.
You don't want to pray with funky breath, huh?
No, man, I got to get all that out before I talk to God.
Yeah.
You know?
Cleanliness is next to holiness, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
You got to get rid of all that funk you had that previous day before you go talk to, you know, our Father.
Amen.
So I went to my prayer room and I I opened up my Bible into Luke 15. And what is that? The parable of the lost son. You know? So I read it over and over, and then I started taking notes. Okay, and I'm gonna go ahead and read that chapter if it's okay.
No, go right ahead.
But just, you know, I just want you to listen for the, for me, it was key words, okay? Key words and key phrases, okay? One is the one, search, lost, he is found, found it. I have found my lost sheep, and all of verse 7, okay? So, the parable of the lost sheep. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them. So Jesus told this story. If a man has 100 sheep and one, who's the one, Pastor? The one is me and you, right?
Right.
Who's the one? Okay. And one of them gets lost, there's that word lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one, me and you, that is lost until he has found it? And when he has found it, he will rejoice carrying it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. So, yeah, it's just amazing, man, how God just works and how he speaks to you, you know, when you're not... He just always knows the right time and the right place to tell you something when you're either you're going through something or you're about to come do a podcast, you know. It's just amazing, man. It's amazing, and I just it never seeps to amaze me, you know, the things that he does, you know, just at the right moment, you know.
You know, when you were saying that, and again, when Sid was talking about when he was alone in that hotel room, you know, this verse, when you read it, and I'm reading out of the New King James, it says, if he loses one of them, does not he leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost? Here's the thing, until he finds it. That means he's never going to quit. He's never going to stop. He's going to look and look and search and search and be available and be available.
Until he recovers it.
Until he recovers it. And here's the other thing, if you think about it, really, let's get deep into this for a second, is that he says, if he loses one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness? That means that he doesn't, you know, I take that and he's like, man, he leaves them in the wilderness. That means... He goes.
Unattended.
He goes looking for the one. He goes and he leaves the 99 in the wilderness alone to care for one another and tend for one another. And he goes, looks for the one until he finds it. Mm-hmm. Man, golly, he loves us so much.
So much.
So much.
He will let us go through all kinds of trials and tribulations.
Yeah, by the choices we make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, and then he goes on, you know, talks about the parable of the lost coin and then the parable of the lost son, you know, and it's just, it's all the same, man. It's all the same. He was lost and but now found. You know, that's the parable of the lost son, you know. The last sentence to that, he was lost, but now he's found. You know, it's just
beautiful. It's just crazy. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And not only that, but I can only just the impact he made on your life, you know, like the parable of the lost son. You know, when here's the thing, he goes out and seeks and finds the lost until he finds him. And then I believe he does what he does at the end of the parable of the lost son. When the father sees his son, what does the father do when he first lays eyes on him?
Mm, he runs up to
him. He runs to him.
He runs to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. He runs to him. You know, he says right here in verse 24 of the parable of the lost son, he says, "For this son of mine was dead, and now he has returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began.
Yes. Amen. God is good. I hope you enjoyed this most recent episode, and I will pray this message moves in your life. Always remember this. Jesus loves you just the way you are, right where you are. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to join our service. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We are located at 1321 South Good Street. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Thanks again for joining me in the Connect Room.